As tattoos become more and more common in countries like Australia, the idea of being refused entry anywhere for sporting some ink would be unthinkable to most of us. But it's a different story in Japan, where tattoos have long been associated with criminal activity. The stigma means that tattoo-clad customers can find it difficult to enjoy one of the country's favourite pastimes, a relaxing soak in one of the hundreds of natural hot springs known as onsen. But with Japan expecting an influx of foreigners for Rugby World Cup and the 2020 Olympics, one region is trying to make its hot springs more tattoo-friendly. Lauren Beldy reports.
Tox Fale still remembers the first time he was refused entry to an onsen.
It was very early when I was first there back in 2001.
Born in Tonga and sporting traditional and more modern tattoos, he initially went to Japan to play rugby.
At the end of the game, everybody was supposed to go to a hot pool for recovery. And when we got there, I was stopped at the door. And because they couldn't speak English, they just pointed to a sign on the wall, which had guy in tattoo with a big cross on it. So that's when I found out.
Japan is home to thousands of thermal springs, and the tradition of bathing in onsen, usually in the nude, stretches back hundreds of years. More recently, they've proven a popular tourism draw card, with certain regions of Japan becoming famous with foreigners as onsen resorts. One of the most popular cities for those in search of a good soak is Beppu, in one of Japan's 47 administrative divisions, or prefectures, known as Oita.
Beppu is one of the most popular sightseeing sites, and there are too many onsen to count up.
Yuko Yamasaki works with the Oita Prefecture Tourism Association. She says the stigma around tattoos in Japan began hundreds of years ago, when they were used to identify and punish criminals. And it didn't help when they were adopted by organized crime gangs known as the Yakuza.
Criminals wore tattoos so that they were easy to see. The big reason why onsen refuse tattooed people is that they are so easy to see and it will scare away other customers.
But for traditional cultures from Pacific countries like Tonga, Samoa and New Zealand, tattoos hold a very different meaning. Wayne Harpy is a Maori tattoo artist who lives in Melbourne. He says Polynesian tattoos are a rite of passage and need to be earned.
My son, he was 15 when I gave him his first tattoo, but it was earned. It was a thing where he had to come and go and learn from our culture, a song, a prayer, and things like that. That was what I wanted him to do to earn it.
These days, Tox Fale is a professional wrestler living in Tokyo and better known by his stage name Bad Luck Fale or The Underboss. But he says the attitude to tattoos hasn't changed much.
Being there for almost 20 years, it's still the same. I still get stopped when I go places, and you know, sometimes I pretend I don't know anything and just walk right through. So, and they either let me be, or they come after me later and say, "Oh, sorry, you have to go out." There are certain places where tattoos are allowed, but you know, they do cater for the, you know, that type of people. And I've been to a couple of them, but at the same time, it's very intimidating because when you're in there, it's just, you know, these guys are part of the mafia and you're in there with them.
In Oita, however, authorities are trying to make one of their greatest attractions more tattoo-friendly. The city of Beppu has already published a website listing the 100 or so onsen that do allow tattoos. And now Yuko Yamasaki is gathering information about hot springs that accept tattoos in the wider prefecture.
We will be one of the host locations for Rugby World Cup 2019, and we want every people to enjoy onsen.
With many international rugby players and their fans hailing from the Pacific, Tox Fale says the move makes sense.
That'll be great, you know, and if they want to capitalize on the fans and tourists, they're going to be there for the Rugby World Cup and also the Olympics next year. They need to ease up on it because I'd say most of the foreigners who come to Japan have tattoos.
Yuko Yamasaki says younger generations are also becoming more accepting.
I think recently the perception of tattoo in Japan is also changing, and many young people now have them. It's the time to change.
Last year, New Zealand's rugby team, the All Blacks, said they'd respect local custom and cover up their tattoos when they're in Japan. But just maybe, if Oita's campaign proves successful, they won't even need to.
Lauren Beldy reporting there on the challenges of sporting ink in Japan.